This is Apollo Control at 133 hours, 45 minutes. We're now 50 seconds from reacquiring Apollo 11 on the 30th revolution of the moon. This will be our last front side pass before trans-Earth injection. On this revolution, we'll be passing up to the crew the final computations for their trans-Earth injection maneuver, which is scheduled to occur at 135 hours, 23 minutes, 42 seconds, or about 1 hour, 38 minutes from now. We should have acquisition of signal now in about 10 seconds. We'll stand by. We've acquired the signal from the spacecraft. We're standing by at this time for a call from the crew, or for Capcom Charlie Duke to put in a call to the crew from the ground. We presently show the lunar module in an orbit 63.3 by 56 nautical miles. The command and service module is in an orbit 63.2 by 53.9. At the time of the trans-Earth injection burn, we expect that the command module will be about 1 mile below the LEM and about 20 miles in front of it.
Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. We're standing by. We'd like you sometime at your convenience to stir up the cryos on this pass. And I'm wondering if you got the fuel cell purge, over. Say again, you're breaking up.
Roger, the O2 fuel cell purge is complete.
Roger, copy. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. We got a load for you. If you give us poo and accept, the load consists of a CSM pre-TEI state vector. It's going into the CSM slots and a post-TEI state vector. It'll go into the LEM slots, if that's okay. And also a TEI target load. Any comments, over?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Poo and accept. You got it.
Thank you. And 11 Houston, a reminder, you can scratch the verb 66 at 134.30.
Understand.
And 11 Houston, for your information, Eagle, we had an ISS fail light came on at about 3:19 due to an CDU overheating, and at about this time at AOS, it looks like we're about to lose the platform.